20 years of loyalty and tireless effort. It's hard to imagine Green Manors without you, Dr. Murchison. This institution could never have a finer chief of staff.
Thank you, Constance. But the old must make way for the new.
When are you leaving?
In a few weeks. Oh, here we are. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
How do you do?
Dr. Edwards, may I present Dr. Constance Peterson.
How do you do? Would you be seated?
Thank you, Doctor.
I've heard a great deal about you, Dr. Peterson.
And naturally, I have about you. You're younger than I thought you would be.
My age hasn't caught up with me yet.
I gather it won't. I've read your Labyrinth of the Guilt Complex. It's an excellent work.
I'm very grateful. Dr. Murchison has been kind enough to show me over the grounds. Green Manors is a remarkable institution. Must be quite beautiful in the summer.
Yes, it offers various open-air diversions for our patients. Did Dr. Murchison show you the elm grove?
Oh, yes.
That's where we hope to have our new swimming pool. That is, with your permission.
Well, you have it. I'm a great believer in swimming pools.
Splendid. There's a perfect spot for it, among the elms. Not an oblong pool, but an irregular one. Something like this. Look, I'll draw the outline with my fork.
Stop it.
What? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Now, don't ever do that again.
Well, all I did was draw these lines.
Waiter, waiter, get this tablecloth off immediately and replace it with another right now.
I'm sorry if I've done anything.
Hurry, waiter.
Oh, yes, sir.
If I'd known that.
Well, forgive me.
It's all right. Reminds me of my professor in psychiatry, Dr. Bruloff. He could never stand a sauce bottle on the table, or even a salt shaker. Odd, this thing called human behavior. Dr. Edwards? You sent me a note to come to your office immediately.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been listening to Mr. Garms, and I thought you might help out. He's your patient.
But Mr. Garms shouldn't have disturbed you.
It's all right. I'm very interested in his case.
Yes, I knew you would be. He fits perfectly into your chapters on the guilt complex.
But I have no guilt complex. I know what I know. I killed my father
No, you didn't kill your father. It's a misconception that has taken hold of you. Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. You were talking to him.
No. Go on.
Mr. Garms, people often feel guilty over something that they never did. It usually goes back to their childhood. And then they grow up with a guilt complex over a sin that was only a child's bad dream.
What I'm thinking isn't true, then?
No. And in the course of analyzing yourself, you will see that.
Good day, Doctor.
Great.
I think we'd better put him under drugs for a few days. He looks agitated.
His conviction is curious.
But you've encountered such cases very often, Dr. Edwards. You described them perfectly in your book.
Yes. Yes, so I did. Would you mind doing me a favor?
Not at all, Doctor.
I have a headache. I'd like to take the afternoon off with you.
Oh, but I have some...
Please, please. I need a little fresh air, and you look as though it might do you a little bit of good. Come on. Let's go. We'll look at some sane trees, normal grass, and clouds without complexes.
I think the greatest harm done the human race has been done by the poets.
Well, poets are dull boys, most of them, but not especially fiendish.
They keep filling people's heads with delusions about love, writing about it as if it were a symphony orchestra or a flight of angels.
Which it isn't. Come on, duck under his fence.
All right. No, of course it isn't. People fall in love, as they put it, because they respond to certain hair coloring or vocal tones or mannerisms that remind them of their parents.
Sometimes no reason at all.
Oh, but that's not the point. The point is that people read about love as one thing, and they experience it as another. They expect kisses to be like lyrical poems, and embraces to be like Shakespearean dramas.
When they find out differently, then they get sick and have to be analyzed.
Yes, very often.
Professor, you are suffering from MOGO on the go-go.
I beg your